I think it really comes down to making sure that the new owners have developed a plan, that they communicate that plan to fans and the media, and then they implement that plan. And that plan's got to be about how are we going to win on the field and how are we going to win off the field? How are we going to make sure we have an organization that has the best coaches and best players to potentially win championships, but how are we going to re-engage with those fans and get out to that community so they can feel proud about this once proud franchise?
Yeah, you mentioned off the field. Suggestions on how to rebuild that bond between the team and the Legion of Burgundy and Gold fans?
Well, it starts with making fans a priority, getting out there in the community, both the owners and the players, making them feel important through special offers, special ways to upgrading the stadium experience, being out there, being the face of the franchise, whether it's Josh Harris or one of his partners, but just emphasizing the fact that without the fans, the franchise is not going to be successful and that they're here to make sure that the fan experience is tremendous, whether it's in the current stadium or potentially a new stadium, while also doing everything they can to make sure they provide the best product possible on the field.
They are stuck with FedEx Field, if you want to use that word, for the next at least several years. So making the game experience for fans so that they want to come back, I mean, what suggestions would you have for making that palatable, rather, for fans, at least in the next few years?
I mean, some of that's in their control, some of it's not in their control. Whatever they can do to work with the county there to improve the traffic flow in and out of the stadium, whatever they can do to improve the parking situation, again, getting in and out of the stadium, making sure that there's great opportunities for tailgate space, maybe perhaps giving some transportation shuttles to get to and from the metro, making that experience better. And then just, you know, simple upgrades to the stadium to make it feel like it's a new and modern stadium, whether it's the concessions, whether it's the Jumbotron and the visuals they do there and the entertainment they have. Maybe bring back some of the traditional things that were happening back in the 80s and 90s, like the band and stuff like that, which they continue to have, but really making that a big part of the game experience. Upgrading things from technology, digital experience, make sure people have the opportunity to get on their phones and look at their fantasy scores and maybe be really a part of the experience.